Be careful what you wish for. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Spooked by corruption scandals, Republican strongman Tom DeLay is leaving Congress.
I refuse to allow liberal Democrats an opportunity to steal the seat.
So ends an era. It was in 1994 that DeLay helped push the Republican contract with America, successfully convincing the voters that after 40 years in power, the Democrats in the House had become corrupt and arrogant. DeLay and his colleagues certainly showed them they did it in 10. He was in your face.
We have a state court that has been trying to kill Terri Schiavo.
He was thoroughly conservative.
You want to empower women in America? Give them a gun.
And Democrats now know there is only one thing worse than Tom DeLay. No Tom DeLay. You look at any piece of Democratic campaign literature from any congressional district and you will see the name Tom DeLay. Florida's 6th District Democrats will tell you that Republican incumbent Cliff Stearns voted with Tom DeLay 91% of the time. Nevada's 3rd District Democrats will tell you that Republican John Porter has voted with Tom DeLay 92% of the time. Michigan's 11th District Democrats will tell you that Thaddeus McCotter voted with Tom DeLay 93% of the time. In fact, if you Google Democratic websites for the phrase voted with Tom DeLay, you get 9,440 hits. It's like being able to link your opponent with Pontius Pilate. Without Tom DeLay, Democrats lose their number one supplier of cooties. All they've got now is Cheney and Rove. Compared to DeLay, those guys are the Care Bears. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.